Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, Most Merciful. The following Jummah khutbah was given by Sheikh Hafiz Abdul Wahid in Northwest Zone Spring Branch Masjid of Islamic Society of Greater Houston.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa nashhadu anna muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه غضب أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين، إن يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما، فلا تتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا، وإن تلووا أو تعرضوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا. صدق الله العظيم. After الحمد والصلاه, I recited verse number 135 of Surah An-Nisa. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers and instructing them that you must do justice in every walk of life, in all your affairs, in your talking, in your dealing, or whatsoever way, you must be just. And this is requirement of Islam, that every Muslim must be just. If you do justice with everyone or with anyone, you are doing justice under the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling you that you are witness to Allah, because you are giving testimony or dealing justly in the people for Allah. So you are giving testimony for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are his witness. If you become witness of anyone in the court, he calls you to give testimony in his favor, he will be obliged to you. Maybe throughout his lifetime. Then what do you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That if you become witness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will he not appreciate? Of course. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, meaning it, O you who believe, stand out firmly for justice as witnesses to Allah, even though it be against yourself or your parents or your kin. I stop here. I will deal, inshallah, after this ayah. this part of the ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that be vigilant. First, do justice in all your affairs, in your dealings. And your this testimony will be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even though this testimony is against your own self. Very hard thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought before us. Then even though your own testimony harms you, even though your own testimony brings some misfortune to you, you can say this. How it happens? In normal case, if you see, normally, if at any time you realize your own mistake, what justice requires? You have realized your own mistake. Do you acknowledge it or not? If you don't acknowledge your own mistake, then you are not just. You are not just. But if you acknowledge your own mistake, maybe in front of your children, wife or colleagues, or your fellow beings, if you acknowledge it, this is justice. You are doing justice. And you are the witness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the reward of this is, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares, for the muqsitin, the people who do justice, reward is for them enough. So acknowledging your own mistake is just according to the justice. But if you don't do, it means you are arrogant. You are arrogant. And arrogance is not accepted by Allah. Not in the deed. So this is one example how you can go against yourself. There may be many, many cases. So you must be a judge in between yourself and other people. The second thing Allah says, Abil Walidain. Even though your justice goes against your parents, this is second hardest thing. The first hardest thing is do justice even against yourself. If someone is able to do justice on this level, then it is easy for him to do justice in the dealing with his peers. When it happens that even though justice goes against your parents, when you are married, in the most cases, before marriage, no problem. Your father, mother, your mother, no one is in between you. But as soon as you marry, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see you. How much you do justice in between your wife and your parents. In your in-law and in your real relatives. This is very hard task. Today I want to discuss this in detail because we see in our families, in most of the Muslim families, they are not doing justice. We receive calls from ladies, sometimes from parents, that my son is doing this and that. Wife says my husband do this and that. So this needs more elaboration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put you in debt of marriage. Now there are three ladies in front of you, at least three. If Allah has given you a mother and she is still living at the time of marriage, and also if Allah has blessed you with a sister. Now, one kind of lady, sister, than mother, than your wife. All three are ladies. Women, they have sentiments. They have feelings. Every one of them thinks herself that I have four eyes on this person. Wife thinks so, sister also, and mother also. Now you are in great test. How to deal with them? Justly, hear your wisdom with show. Yes. Do you keep every one of your relatives on her own proper place? Or you dismantle the rights of everyone? In most cases we see that the people, they are inclined more towards their wife. They fall into love too much that they forget their parents. And the other group is that they love their parents more, they forget their wife. These are two major groups of the people. One who are called slaves of their wife, or biviyon ke lattu. The other group is who is too much obedient to their parents that they forget the right of the woman and wife. And the same case is with the sister. What Islam teaches us over here? Does Islam say to you that you have to follow only your parents? Forget about others? Forget about your wife? No, not at all. Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to you that you always follow your wife? Forget about your father, forget about your mother and other relatives. No, not at all. What Allah says? Allah says that kunu qawwamina bil qist. You must be strict to the justice. If justice requires you to go against your parents, go. If justice requires you to go against your wife, go. To that extent, that if your parents ask you to give the vote, you have to divorce. But on the proper ground, Islam says this much, that you have to be obedient to your parents. But not on mere their declaration. You have to check their request, whether it is based on valid ground or not. That. So this is a great test for you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That do you deal with them justly or not? Those people who are more inclined to their sisters, their mothers, normally they say that we can replace wife, but cannot replace sister, mother. That is true. You can replace. But have you ever thought that you can replace your wife, but you cannot replace the mother of your wife, the mother of your children? You cannot replace the mother of your children. Never. Even though you marry 100 women, you cannot bring the real mother for your children. So it is not easy to utter such a word, that I can replace you, but I cannot replace my brothers and sisters and mothers. So you must be just in all the cases. In some cases, over here we have seen the parents are not here. Parents are back home, abroad. But control of their children is in their own hands. And they are spoiling the life, family life of their own children. To that extent, it went to Salah. It happened with the students of our own school over here. Parents are in Karachi. And boy and girl are living over here. Telephone conversation. to that step, that divorce happens. SubhanAllah. This is Islamic way? This is un-Islamic attitude. Against the justice. If justice requires to go to that stand, yes, you go. But if not, then think about it. And also, vice versa. Many parents are living abroad, and the children over here, they are too much busy with their wives, children, that they never call them back home. Personally, no one person, our Musalli, who prayed him over here, very easy. He visited after 11 years to his country, Pakistan, when the father passed away, mother passed away, son, uncle passed away. SubhanAllah. This is unbalanced life. Islam condemns this attitude. This is injustice. Injustice to your parents, injustice to your wives. So keep yourself in balance, Islam teaches us this. If there is any suffering between your wife and your mother, and your wife is on right, you cannot say openly to your parents that you are wrong. No. That's your test. Test of your wisdom. Use your wisdom. You think that your wife is right, parents are not. At that time, you should try to convince your parents. And if they do. Although it is very hard, very hard. But that is the issue. You have to convince them. Or try your best. And if you think your wife is wrong and parents are right, then you have to convince your wife in a best way, in a good way. Although it is very hard, but you have to try. You have to convince her that they are right, you are wrong. But if you openly say, you are wrong, you are right, this and that, there will be problems. You have to use the wisdom. And that is why Rasulullah allowed lying in this case. Remember, many of you may not have heard. You can lie. You can lie to your wife in your home. And wife can lie to his husband, to her husband, to keep peace in their house. There are three occasions when lie becomes lawful. One is in battlefield. You are fighting with enemy. You can cheat your enemy, telling that Muslims are going to attack you on that side. Instead of true case, that's the law. If you want to make peace in between two parties, two persons who are fighting, then it is allowed to lie, to bring them closer to each other. And the third is at home. Both wife and husband, they can lie to keep peace at their home. But it must not be a habit that always you lie. You always lie. If you do this, you will be lying. You will be considered liar. Allah knows that. Why you are lying? Why you are lying? Allah knows that. But to keep peace at your home, it is allowed. So this is very great test for all of you who are married, to be just with your family, to be just with your wife, mother, parents, and your children even. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said clearly, اِحْسِنُوا بَيْنَ أَوْلَادِكُمْ. Do justice in between your children. Do justice in between son and daughter. Some people, they do love both their sons and they neglect their daughter on Islamic way. This is un-Islamic attitude. And some people, they do love more their daughter than their sons. Again, this is un-Islamic. Allah knows best what is in your heart. You may be more inclined to the daughter, to the son, but apparently, on the face of it, you must do justice. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said,
O Allah, you have ordered us to do justice in this name, in between our wives. O Allah, I am doing justice among all of them. But whatever is beyond my control, forgive me. And what was that? Rasulullah would love more, he was inclined more to Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala. But on the face of it, apparently, he would do justice to all of them. So he would say, Ya Allah, forgive me, this is not in my control. The same way you can say, Ya Allah, forgive me, this is not in my control. I am more inclined to my son, to my daughter. But Ya Allah, forgive me. You must show justice in between them all. So God poison your life, always be justice, be just at your home. And the injustice is greater. If you have more sisters, if you have more brothers, then reward is more. If you are more in trouble, more problem, your reward is more. If you are teased by your wife as against your sister, mother, you will be rewarded more. And vice versa. But Islam teaches us justice. Don't throw one away. Don't forget your mother, your parents, and also your wife. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to understand Quranic injunctions and deal with our family, with our relatives, according to the Islamic injunction. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين والمؤمنات إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر الغفور. Those people who sit on this walkway, I will request them don't sit in future. I leave this place open for the latecomers so that they can pass in. You can pass in place. Go inside. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuh wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد قال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا وآتنا ولا تؤثر علينا وأرضنا وارض عنا اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان أينما كانوا ومن كانوا اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان أينما كانوا ومن كانوا اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأكم وأهم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.